And welcome back to PMP Network. With us right now is a man who you probably know from daytime TV. He played Nicholas Alamein on NBC's number one daytime drama, Days of Our Lives, for a long time. And you also probably see him in many, many advertisings. In fact, he's unusual in the fact that we're having him on the show. We never have good-looking guys on the show. We usually only have good-looking women because I don't want competition. But with us right now from the lot on AMC is Victor Webster. Hi, Victor.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much.
I would think that
I
think if I looked in the mirror and saw you there, I would be doing excellent as well. Yeah, it must be real tough.
Flattery early in the morning. I love it.
Well, I mean, I'm not really into flattering guys, but I mean, obviously, you are a very good-looking guy, and that's the reason why you are a model, and even the role that you've taken on the show. Someone scooped you up from obscurity on the show and made you a star.
Yeah, that's kind of driving through town, and my truck broke down, and it's like right place, right time. But basically, it was something that I just did not want to get into, and they kind of forced me into it, which is kind of an interesting fact, because that's what this show is based a lot on, is factual things that happened in the late 1930s.
Yeah, a lot of the scandals we didn't really know about are kind of brought to light in the lot.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Not only are you being entertained, and it's really funny, and it's really well written and acted, but you're actually getting a little piece of the American history.
That's true. It's an interesting show. And it airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on American Movie Classics Channel. You should tell people that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what time it aired where you guys are, but
it is at 10 o'clock at night here.
Great.
Eastern time. Yeah. Anyway, out in California, it must be, I don't know what time it is, it's California time. Is it 7 o'clock at night there?
Time. Whoever pays attention to time. I'm just kidding.
I'm just wondering, is it 3 hours earlier there?
Yeah, I believe it is. Actually, 7 o'clock.
Yeah. This is actually, I think, a better 10 o'clock type show than 7.
Yeah, it's more of a late night, kind of relaxed, right before you go to bed, give you something to dream about.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Tell me, how did you get involved in the show?
Basically through the regular audition process, I went, and I think I just got very fortunate because I really clicked with the executive producer and slash writer, same guy, Rick Mitz, and I only auditioned once. He gave me the material, and then I went into another room, and he gave me some more material, and did it again, and I only had to go in there one time, and he said, this is the guy to play this role. It was very fortunate.
I think it was good casting myself. Seems like that role was meant for you. Tell us a little bit about your daytime days. How did you get your first gig in TV? Did you go from modeling to television?
Well, I started modeling and then doing commercials and then segued into daytime television, which was Sunset Beach. I did about 6 episodes of that, and then was offered there. Actually, the funny thing is I auditioned for a part on Days of Our Lives, and they called me back and told me that I didn't get it. And then I found out that a friend of mine that auditioned with me got it, and so I was very happy for him and upset that I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then they called me back like a week later and said, we have something completely different for you. Come in, sign this contract. I was like, oh, okay.
Now, I know you did a lot of different national television ads. Any that stand out as some that many of our listeners will remember?
The most recent that's pretty interesting was the Levi's commercial where the guy and the girl were rolling around in paint and they're like painting each other and stuff like that. And Michael Bay directed that. It was a lot of fun.
Now, how long does it take to do a commercial like that?
With that many, the intricacy of the shots and all the close-ups, probably a good 2 full 10 to 12 hour days.
Wow, and that's for a 1 minute commercial.
Yeah, just because every time you see a different way of looking, a different perspective. That's a whole other setup, camera angle, and about 3 or 4 takes on that. So,
now you mentioned camera angles. Does that mean that you have an interest in maybe getting behind the camera one day?
Oh, you have no idea. Absolutely. I would love to direct. I think it's just like painting a moving picture. It's with the pieces and the actors and putting everything together. I think it's something I'm going to get into for sure.
Is it something that possibly you'll have a chance to do on this show if it lasts for a while?
Kind of an interesting question, because they're very liberal. I don't think it's anything that they would let me do now, but I could definitely learn a lot and really get some hands-on training here watching them, because it's such a small, close-knit family. They really want to bring you in and teach you.
You know, I'm thinking of like shows like 90210 where they allowed you know, guys like Jason Priestley and some of the other folks.
Yeah, as it went along, I'm sure that's something they would consider, absolutely.
Mm. Now, this is a really interesting show. I mean, it has the excitement and glamour of that time, but it also has some of the shocking secrets and scandals. So it really it has a lot for everybody in it.
Yeah, without spoiling it, my character goes through a lot that a lot of similar people have, like Judy Garland, some things that she went through, Clark Gable, and you will notice that, wow, where have I heard that? Why does that sound familiar? Because we have taken and plucked actual events and incorporated them into the storyline. Like, we might have switched the sexes, or we might have switched the story a little bit, but for all intents and purposes, it's very close to the real factual information.
Hmm. Now, I noticed that you're from Canada. Does that mean you play hockey?
No, when I was a kid, I was big into martial arts. I started training when I was really young. So that was my thing. My dad was a big, burly police officer, and that's what he wanted me to do.
Hmm.
So that's what I did.
So did you get your black belt?
Yeah. Black belt into taekwondo.
Yeah, my son has been taking kung fu since he was 4, and he's now on his blue belt.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's great, especially for kids. Develops focus and discipline, and I think it's a really important tool.
Yeah, I think it helps him not only in school with his schoolwork, but also he's a quarterback in football. And I think a lot of these things are all connected in terms of discipline and things like that.
It all intertwines, especially.
Yeah, you need to know all these kind of things.
I think it's good. A lot of people now, especially in this dot-com era, you have so many computer kids just sitting there not doing anything but learning how to click a mouse. And I think you need to develop the coordination of the body, the discipline, the mind, the quick wit, the thinking, as well as, you know, a kid should get on the computer too. So involve everybody.
Hmm. Now, you were also in a movie that I saw at one point on USA. It was called The Chippendales Murder.
Yeah, I was definitely in that one.
Yeah, that was an interesting film. It was a true story, wasn't it?
And that was based on the true story as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The story of the Chippendales, how they started. The two guys started the company together. One guy tried to take over, so the other guy murdered him and then committed suicide at the end of the movie. And, but, you know.
Oh, you just ruined it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, for those people that haven't seen the 14 times that it's aired on television.
Victor Webster is with us, and again, you can see him Sunday night in the flesh at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on American Movie Classics only. That's the only channel this will be on, AMC. And you've been featured in so many different things all over the place, but one of the things I always was interested in is modeling, and especially for a man to be out there doing runway stuff in Italy and Spain and France and stuff. What was that like? What kind of experience was that for you?
It was really, really intimidating at first because they have a circuit. There's guys that travel around Europe during the spring and the fall seasons, and it's a circuit. They have the same guys all the time. So to break into that, it's kind of like a small family. Now, when you get up on that stage and you have all the music just pumping and the lights going and your adrenaline just rushes up through you and you're out there on the stage, you walk for about 2 minutes and you try and concentrate just not on... Don't fall down, basically, what you're thinking when you're out there. And then you get in the back and you have 2 to 3 minutes to change from a full, like, three-piece suit into another three-piece suit and get it all on and be ready to walk out and have your hair done and everything.
Mm.
It's quite an experience.
I've had some women on tell me that at the end of the runway, sometimes there'd be the very wealthy men looking to take them home for huge sums of money, a lot of foreign guys and stuff like that. I was wondering if you had the same experience with women or a man trying to do the same thing with you.
No. I didn't have any interesting stories like that quite as much.
Too bad, huh?
Yeah. Hey, why not?
And are you single?
Yeah.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
It must be kind of fun to be in Hollywood and...
You know what? I mean, the fantasy life. Everybody imagines Hollywood as being this great place with a plethora of beautiful, intelligent, sophisticated women. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of beautiful women here, but to find a woman that really has some substance, has a lot of depth, and is not concerned about... You know, what every person, that the random person thinks, and is not looking to impress every single producer that they could come across and wants to be an individual. I mean, that kind of strength and fortitude in a woman is really difficult to find out here. So, yeah, there's always something to look at. But.
Because I know there are women who will be listening to this interview when I mention the fact that you are involved in a number of charities, and some of them involving children and animals' rights and abused women. You sound like the ideal guy for some of these folks out there. So what is your ideal woman? She may be listening to the show right now. I know what you're talking about, genuine women, by the way, because I lived out in Sherman Oaks for a few years, and I was in the industry, and
yeah.
It's very, very superficial.
Yeah. Everything, because the whole business is based, the modeling and commercials and a lot of the television is based on looks. People focus their attention on that and forget to focus inward. And that's where I find, like, my ideal of a perfect woman is very spiritually orientated, very intelligent, with a great sense of humor. And I want some drive and, discipline and things that I try to look for in a woman. I also try to participate in myself, because I don't think it's fair to want all these things and not have something to offer in return.
So maybe someone who's interested in martial arts as well.
I would love that.
Yeah,
I would absolutely love that. Definitely a physical person, though. If not martial arts, something. Tennis or basketball, or just somebody that runs and wants to hike,
No couch potato.
Not at all. Once in a while, don't get me wrong. My butt's stuck there, like on a Sunday afternoon with some good ball games on.
Well, you need a little bit of rest every once in a while, but you don't want to be like that all the time. I want to just remind folks that actually, if you want to contact Victor, you probably can through his website. It's victorwebster.com, right?
Yeah.
So they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, they can see what's going on. There's some pictures and some information about where I grew up and stuff like that. And just, it's kind of a little friendly piece that lets people kind of get more involved with the person rather than the persona.
So the folks that are on PMPnetwork.com listening to this and seeing my pictures on the site, as well as now Victor's, no, we're not twins. I just want to make sure that
we
know
separated
that.
At birth, but we're not twins.
We're not twins, although we look so much alike. It's just amazing. Victor, I want to wish you a lot of luck with the lot on AMC. I hope it runs for a lot of years for you. It's at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Pacific Time on AMC only, American Movie Classics. A very interesting story called The Lot. It continues every week. And good luck to you and your career.
Thank you very much. To you as well.
Any ideas for maybe movies in the hiatus
period? It's funny you should say that. I have some things that I don't want to, being of superstitious nature myself, I don't want to jinx, but to definitely be looking out for some things in the near future. And you mentioned the website. All that will be on there. And
VictorWebster.com.
Yeah.
And, of course, the rumors that he'll be playing me in a television movie are not true. I got to deny those right now. So.
We couldn't settle the contract.
No, it was... They were thinking about either you or maybe Ricky Martin or someone like that, but I think that you look more like me than Ricky Martin. So.
I heard George Clooney.
No, he's not good looking enough to claim
it.
No, it just won't work. Anyway, take care, Victor.
Okay,
it's a pleasure
too.
To meet you.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.